Good evening. This is your pilot, Prince, speaking. You are flying aboard the Seduction 747. And this plane is fully equipped with anything your body desires.
These are thoughts in progress. I've come to rely on Prince to provide the flow, to help me see the stream to freedom, which has been the purpose of these shows. So I float ideas and change them as I go, guided mysteriously until, like the sudden settling of the beads of a kaleidoscope, I see how it goes, the song I'm trying to sing. What is this method of Prince? This dance, music, sex, romance, this model of thought's sensuousness? How does it break the hold of class, the frozen misery of centuries? How did he do that? Prince, shift things back into place. What does it mean to say that the state was centralized in the aftermath of the French Revolution to separate us from our moral development? If not that the false science of Plato, or perfect reason, quote unquote, was used to conquer what Proudhon calls the science of moral law, by which he means our inherent truth, so that morality and justice could not become forces that could challenge it, the state. What does it mean to say that boxing God into religion stole from us our power of the infinite, and so our certainty that associating with each other freely, without coercion, is what we're here to do? One thing it means is that the state boxed religion in order to box us, fitting it, that is to say ourselves, we who came to it for guidance, right back into our cages, into the framework, the mindset of class, hierarchy, rank, taming it thereby, pounded it, and therefore us, into the framework of being owned. John Trudell's words that we quoted in the book, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, could be said by Prince and all of us who stand against class. They condense our core dilemma into its essence. We, stuck in the class system, lost the perceptual reality of what it means to be a human being. We got owned. We come from the indefinite to the definite, for the joy of it, the joy of being, feeling and experiencing in good fellowship with our mates. How do we know it exists, this good fellowship? And how do we know instantly that this is not it? And feel our limbs caught in a sticky web of questions. For if no joy is to be had as the premise of our existence, why are we here? Do we not get stuck? Our life ultimately wasted searching for the point, or following false guidance that denies the claims of our body, that seeks the joy we came for? Proudhon and Prince and Nicola, each of them has placed their finger on this key loss or misunderstanding that must be corrected or restored to allow our continued growth to happen. How does Prince begin the shift of things back into place? Could it be that he gets us unstuck from anger, from blame? And hasn't it been anger that has always sunk our chances for freedom? Recall the words of Proudhon. What? If we suffer for truth and justice, must we in retaliation thrust our persecutors outside the pale of human society? Such is not the wisdom of Christianity. Oh, proletaire, proletaire, How long are you to be victimized by this spirit of revenge and implacable hatred which your false friends kindle, and which, perhaps, has done more harm to the development of reformatory ideas than the corruption, ignorance, and malice of the government? How successful you would have been if, in order to influence men, you had appealed to the self-love of men. And that is from our May 15, 2016 show. Doesn't Prince get us unstuck from anger by turning our eyes from the panopticon, the system, to the source, by refocusing us on the One, and by helping us authentically, that is, from the inside out, reunite body and mind? Does he not intentionally take the infinite, which is our power, back from the state, as Nicola was also on the path to doing? Help us merge with what is invisible, invisible as music, says Emily, as the only way to break the hold of the panopticon and tie us to that which they can't get in the way of. Once we become conscious of what's going on, when we merge with what is invisible, it takes us beyond the realm and eventually the reach of false power. Reconnects us with our source. And doesn't the story of Prince prove, show us its existence?